During the storm, nearly 900,000 utility customers have reported outages. Deal says Georgia Power and other utility companies are working around the clock to restore power.
Progress is being made on that front, which is apparently the most lingering problem that persists.
Earlier today, Deal met with U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to discuss the recovery. Deal doesn't have a dollar estimate yet on the damage done, but he anticipates this storm will be costlier than the one that hit 2 weeks ago. He's hopeful Georgia will be able to secure federal aid.
There are times when people don't want us to cooperate with the federal government. This is not one of those times. And we are appreciative of FEMA's presence. We are appreciative of the supplies that they made available to us.
Deal says response efforts for this storm have been much different than what took place 2 weeks ago. Beyond more lead time to prepare for the storm, he said several lessons learned were applied, among them using mass text messaging for weather alerts, as well as communicating more with local meteorologists and school superintendents. As a result, Deal believes there will be more confidence in the state's ability to deal with emergencies moving forward.
I think if you do things right, it does restore confidence, and I think we did things right this time.
Deal, however, wouldn't say how this storm response would affect him personally and politically.
I think that the public will have to provide that answer. I hope they will see that we have provided the kind of leadership that's necessary in this emergency, and it's the kind of leadership that I hope to continue to provide.
During this final stage of the storm response and the subsequent damage assessment, Deal said the affected counties will stay in a state of emergency until Sunday evening. However, 15 counties, including Columbia County, will stay in a state of emergency until Wednesday evening. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.